And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
We've been talking with Tom Bray, who will be performing the Portland holiday tradition, A Christmas Carol, a Victorian reading, this Saturday, December 23rd, at the Coho Theater, 2257 Northwest Raleigh in Portland. There will be two performances at 2 p.m. and again at 7:30 p.m. You can find out more online and purchase tickets at cohoproductions.org. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News.
What do we mean when we talk about personality? What is your personality? It is the way you get along with other people around you and with your changing environment. You want certain things from other people. The way to go about getting those things reveals your personality.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Greg McVicker, creator of Undercurrents, and this is KBOO 90.7 Portland.
Tune in to KBOO every fourth Friday of the month at 8 p.m. for Squirrel Snow, the show where we broadcast galactic awareness, animal awareness, where we have fascinating conversations with movers and shakers in the fields of galactic awareness and animal awareness, and we play music that can raise our frequency of consciousness. Yeah, that is Squirrel Snow every fourth Friday of the month at 8 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO's end of year campaign is happening right now. We invite you to donate and become a member today. We have the full spectrum of ways to join. Go to kboo.fm/give or by texting KBOO to the number 44321. You can also mail a check to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. Cut through the clouds and make it rain to help us meet our $75,000 goal by December 31st.
Tune in every second and fourth Saturday night, midnight to 3 a.m. Sounds unsound. Sounds unsound. Sounds unsound. Sound. Only on KBOO.
KBOO radio station is located in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County. We honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on, the Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Watlala bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin, Kalapuya, and many other indigenous nations of the Willamette and Columbia River regions. It is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationship to each other and the living world. We establish and support harmony within ourselves and set the stage for praxis.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you come in Minden first then?
Hello, hello. It's time for Rose City Native Radio. Special holiday edition, that's right. We're going to listen to some Christmas carols, but don't turn the dial just yet because it's Christmas carols in indigenous languages and much, much more. DJ Yellow Horse will be joining us in the studio a little bit later tonight. We got some good stuff for you, so stay tuned on this festive show. So starting off, we'll start off right away. So this is the Fruitland Gospel Trio with We Wish You a Merry Christmas in Diné. That's right, in Navajo. Enjoy.
Jaw, jaw, wash, go, ben, de, she, go, be, ay, ay,
That was Jenna Michonne with Winter Wonderland, sung in Ojibwe. And before that was the Fruitland Gospel Choir singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas in Navajo. Coming up next, this is Laura Burnoff with Jingle Bells, sung in Woodland Cree. That was Ramila Cody with Joy to the World in Navajo. And before that was Laura Burnoff with Jingle Bells sung in Woodland Cree. Coming up next, this is Jenna Michonne with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, sung in the Oneida tribal language here on Rose City Native Radio. Yeah. That was Phelan with O Holy Night, sung in the Cree language. And before that, Jenna Mashoni with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, sung in the Oneida language. Coming up next, this is the Fruitland Gospel Choir featuring Pastor Daniel Smiley with the Little Drummer Boy. Sorry, the Little Drummer Boy. Sung in Diné. Enjoy.
Na it's Christmas time. Hey on, in any kind of weather, as long as we're together, let it snow. Hey on, hey on.
That was War Scout with Let It Snow, and before that was the Fruitland Gospel Choir featuring Pastor Daniel Smiley with Little Drummer Boy, sung in Navajo. Now it's time for you to cozy up in your favorite chair, grab a mug of cocoa, get your Pendleton blankets, your 8th generation blankets, and get cozy. We're going to listen to the Native American Night Before Christmas by Harlan Mixanto. And so get ready, get cozy, get comfy. It's story time here on Rose City Native Radio.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the teepee, not a creature was stirring, nothing crawly, nothing creepy. The moccasins were hung from the lodge poles with care, in hopes that old Red Shirt soon would be there. The kids were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of choke cherries danced in their heads. And I in my Pendleton, and Ma in her skins, had just cuddled up cozy against cold winter winds. When out in the camp rose a noise so humongous, I thought a wildcat had sneaked in among us. Up I jumped and ran through the clutter, threw back the flap and made the lodge shudder. The moon and the stars in the night sky were blinking, like the headlight that shines on my 69 Lincoln. When what to my wondering eyes did show but an old wooden sleigh and 8 buffalo, with a plump little driver who was so well fed, I thought for a minute it was flying fry bread. Like thundering clouds, these mammoths they came, and he whistled and shouted, and called them by name. Now Harjo, now Redbo, now Chino and Soodle, on Tall Chief, on Jim Boy,
on White Cloud and Serpahoodle.
To the top of the trees, to the top of the bushes, he yelled, haul your fur and move your tushes. Like pine cones caught and tossed by a whirlwind and suspended in air by the magic of medicine, up to the lodge top, the bison they flew, with a sleigh full of commodities, and the old Indian too. Then in a moment they froze there in space, and I felt all the color drain from my face. I turned back inside just as quick as wink, as down the smoke hole old Red Shirt did sink. He was dressed in red buckskins from his head to his foot, with beadwork and fringe. He really looked good. A medicine bundle he had by his side, on his back a large bag made of buffalo hide.
A headdress he wore as tall as a crown, made of white turkey feathers, all tipped in brown.
His skin was as wrinkled as sun-baked earth, but none of these things told of his worth. He spoke not a word, but used sign language instead, and filled all the moccasin with toys and fry bread. And then, like smoke rising into the night, He gave me a wink and took to his flight. Up through the smoke hole, into the sleigh, awaken his team with a hearty hokahay. And I heard him exclaim as they thundered out of sight, Merry Christmas to all my relations, and to all a good night.
That was Native American Night Before Christmas by Harlan Mikulcito. And now coming up, this is hands down, everybody, this is my favorite Indian Christmas song ever. This is my favorite, and I look forward to it every single year. I think it's so cute. I love this. I'm gonna hype this song so much. This is my favorite Indian Christmas song ever in existence. This is Elder Old Hands with Stuck in the Smoke Hole of Our Teepee.
There's a funny bad man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. There's a funny bad man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny bad man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Grandma's skinning his deer and Grandpa's cooking up the meat from the funny bad man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny bad man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Auntie's taking his boots and Uncle's stripping down the sled of the funny bad man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny bad man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ching, 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 the sound of money coming in from the pawning of the toys of the funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee.
The first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a northern crazy knee. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two cups of coffee and a northern crazy knee. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three head drums, two cups of coffee and a northern crazy knee.
Christmas my true love sent to me. Four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the fifth day of Christmas my true love sent to me five golden leaves. Four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the sixth day of Christmas my true love sent to me six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the seventh day of Christmas my true love sent to me seven wives a cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the eighth day of Christmas my true love sent to me eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the ninth day of Christmas my true love sent to me nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the tenth day of Christmas my true love sent to me toy Indians, nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three and drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the 11th day of Christmas my true love sent to me 11 blank cakes, 10 toy Indians, nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives are cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D. On the 12th day of Christmas my true love sent to me 12 drumsticks, 11 blank tapes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweetgrass, 7 wives of cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern greasy D.
That was War Scout with 12 Indian Days of Christmas, and before that, Elder Old Hands with Stuck in the Smoke Hole of Our Teepee. Coming up next, this is O Come All Ye Faithful in Kalispell Salish here on Rose City Native Radio.
Sweet,
that was Jenna Mashone singing Silent Night in Arapaho, and also Jenna Mashone singing O Come All Ye Faithful in Kalispell Salish. Joining me in the studio is DJ Yellowhorse, Nick Yellowhorse. How you doing?
Hey there. I'm doing wonderful. It's been a crazy month.
It has.
It's so busy.
It's really busy. Everyone's trying to get stuff done before the end of the year.
Yep. And I'm not going to lie, I did find out that today is currently the 20th and we are 5 days away from Christmas. I, no joke, realized this today.
Yeah, it really snuck up on me too. And then also like trying to count how many weeks I have left. It's like 2 weeks till New Year's.
Yeah. I don't think I'm ready for it at all.
No, I'm not ready for 2019.
But, you know, had a good week off, went to go see family.
Yay.
In Albuquerque, saw my grandpa.
Oh, good.
Saw a bunch of relatives. Saw a bunch of relatives I don't want to see as well. You know how that goes.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. But, you know, overall really good. I am always surprised about how beautiful the Southwest is right now, just because, I mean, every sunset, every sunrise, you're just like, wow, that is pretty.
Gorgeous.
So pretty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, some of the most beautiful sunsets I've ever seen were in New Mexico and in Arizona. Just amazing.
Yep. And I mean, it's really, really nice. I really wanted to go on the tram and found out it was closed for maintenance the one day I wanted to go. And they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna open up at 5, and I was like, oh, I'm leaving to fly out at 5.
Wow,
dang it, if only I looked this up sooner. But
gee, thanks universe.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
The one time I was so excited to go. But green chili on everything.
Yes,
holy
please.
Crap, goodness.
Ready. Now is the season that I crave Christmas chili a lot.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Christmas chili is red chili and green chili mixed together in a heavenly concoction of your choosing, and it's so great, and I love it, and I miss it.
I just miss being able to go to like any fast food restaurant and be like, hey, I'd like a green chili cheeseburger, and like, yeah, totally, okay, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be McDonald's, your local fast food chain, like Blake's or Bob's. Oh,
yeah.
Really, really easy to get really big out there. Oh. I ate way too much, but you know, I was on vacation.
As we kind of wind down for today's show, thank you for joining us, as always. And we'll look back on a year in radio as well. It's not like, well, we've been here longer than a year, but we'll look back at 2018 next week and talk about that. Are you ready to look back at 2018? Feels like we blinked and it just went by.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas. Yeah, it's a kishmish.
Yay! And we'll learn how to say Merry Christmas in autumn in just a second. Yes, that's right. It's time for Tradish Talk. Also, happy solstice coming up as well to my fellow witches. So without further ado, this is how we say a couple things in Christmas, tree, star, various things. So this is how we do it in autumn for Tradish Talk. Enjoy.
Qui. Qui. Tree. Qui. Hu'u. Hu'u. Star. Hu'u. Hyosetakot. Hyosetakot. Ornament. Hyosetakot. Gahkanjor. Gahkanjor. Lights. Gahkanjor. Ida mahkik om vuhajut. Ida mahkik om vuhajut. This gift is for you. Ida mahki kom vohajat. Suhkik Christmas. Suhkik Christmas. Merry Christmas. Suki Christmas. Kui.
Suki Christmas, everybody. And so, closing out the show, we're going to just kind of throw it back to Buffy St. Marie. This is Little Wheel Spin Spin here on Rose City Native Radio. And we'll see you next week, Indian Country. Enjoy your solstice and enjoy your holidays and enjoy your family as much as you can.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
On 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio, and we're in the middle of our end-of-year campaign. Help us meet our $75,000 goal by making a contribution today. KBOO's different hues of independent programming is only possible with your support. Give now at kboo.fm/give. You can also donate by texting KBOO to 44321 or by mailing a check to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Our members continue to shine a light on community radio every time they give.